Dr. Sylvester Young says it took friends and colleagues constantly calling him to get him to apply for FAMU's job. The 66-year-old Young had been retired since stepping down from a 25-year stint as band director at Ohio University. But he says he viewed the FAMU position as the opportunity of a lifetime.
Very few people have an opportunity to go back to their first love and in a very different capacity and meaningful way.
Young is a FAMU alumnus, having marched in the band during the 1960s. Still, he spent most of his professional career outside of Florida. He says watching FAMU's hazing saga from afar was painful, but he's convinced he's the one to turn it around by instituting a cultural change.
We just can't put them back on the field as if nothing happened. They got to be out there. They have to have totally different mindsets as to why they're in the band and what this performance means.
So far, reactions to Young's appointment have been mixed.
I'm confident that he'll do a good job. I'm just waiting to see the actual job and how much the university will allow him to do his job, too.
That's former clarinet section leader Kachi Ukpabi. He's set to graduate from FAMU's College of Pharmacy next May. Victor Gaines, president of the Marching 100 Alumni Association, says he's pleased with the pick.
Just being in this position provides stability to the program. He has 25 plus years of experience. He's conducted marching bands before. He's been through some of the things that we're going through. And I think that's what we need at this time.
Meanwhile, the window of time for putting a band back together is closing fast. The Marching 100 was suspended following the 2011 hazing death of drum major Robert Champion. That's left an entire year with no recruiting, negative publicity, and members who have been out of practice for a while. FAMU's interim president says he'll decide soon on whether to lift the band suspension. The school is working to address accreditation concerns stemming from the hazing death, along with a wrongful death lawsuit by the Champion family. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.